Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For What It's Nerd. Before we start today properly, I want to dedicate this episode to Catherine O'Hara, someone who was incredibly funny, and a lot of projects that I've seen her in, I really enjoyed. Some examples being Argylle, the movie that came out a few years ago, Home Alone, obviously, and The Studio, kind of to give some like long-running ones and then a little bit more recent ones. The Studio was a great program. I actually really enjoyed it. It's obviously very sad to see her go when she was just about to start filming the second season of The Studio. Of course, she was in The Last of Us as well. I don't know how her character ended up in that show. I've actually never played the games or watched the show up to this point. But again, another show that was still ongoing. So it's sad. But she's left us with a lot of funny TV, Schitt's Creek, etc. And whilst, again, I've not watched that yet, something I've always wanted to watch, just never got around to. Maybe it's something that I'll do now. It's a little bit of in honor of Catherine O'Hara. So this episode is dedicated to Catherine O'Hara, despite the fact that I'm now going to talk about something very different, which is Wonder Man, of course, which came out this week. And funnily enough, I actually think what I've just said about Catherine O'Hara is very true of the Wonder Man show, in that it's a show about human nature. It's about what you can give as an actor. It's about what you give out to people when you show them how life can be, how life is. You know, you're holding up a mirror to nature, as Trevor Slattery says in the show, and people feel less alone because of that. And that was Wonder Man. It was a great show. The idea that the superhero powers kind of fell by the wayside, really, and that the show was about two men lost, finding each other as friends and becoming something more because of that collaboration. It's something that actually sits very dear to me, because it was... I didn't think I'd get emotional, but I think it's real to keep on with it. The character was very relatable as someone who tries so often to create and hope that someone will enjoy what I create, but sometimes gets too much in his head. As someone who sees other people succeeding and wonders if he's not good enough, who sometimes wants to throw in the towel right as it's getting good. Yeah, it was deeply personal to me as a show, and it's maybe my favorite MCU project ever. Now, if I'm being completely honest, and it wasn't your usual MCU, it wasn't your usual superhero program. It was kind of a normal, everyday show through the lens of the MCU, if that makes sense. But it made me really feel something, and that's what shows are for. That's what's said in the episodes. Like when Trevor and Simon were kind of exchanging monologues at numerous points in the show, those were some of, like, I think those moments will, like, kind of stick with me forever. And I think it's because I don't think at that point Yaya and Ben Kingsley were actually acting. I think it was that's who they are, that's what they believe. You know, when you want something so much that you can burst, you know, I get it, I feel it. I think that's why this show is so deeply personal and means so much. And you know, it being in the MCU adds even more layers to it for me. It was so fun. It was funny as well. It didn't sit in that sadness or that loneliness forever. It knew when to come out with that and be a little bit harebrained and a little bit cute. And it really enjoyed playing with the narratives in Hollywood, and it really enjoyed playing with the meta-narratives of TV and film in general. And yeah, it's seeing all the film references and the play references and the like kind of literary references. It just felt like there was actual passion and interest put into this project. And I don't think we'll see another one like it. You know, when I was watching it, funnily enough, I was saying I felt like it did feel like the studio as a show. A little bit more heartfelt in places than the studio did, because the studio was far more comedic. But they very much overlapped on their concept on a commentary on Hollywood. And so it goes full circle again that, like, these shows that kind of show us what the artifice is and try to be more real are far better than, you know, the big CGI fights or the big spectacular battles. You know, those can mean something too. And in the right context, those can be amazing. You know, I always talk about how I don't usually care for fights, like fight scenes in movies, but the Rogue One battle over Scarif, because of all the hope and like and the desperation of that fight, is one of my favorite things in Star Wars. That felt like, this feels like it doesn't do the fighting stuff because it doesn't need to. It doesn't, like, the real danger is Simon being found and him trying to learn how to be okay with himself aside from his condition. And that speech again from Ben Kingsley, I think it'll be something that people reference a lot going forward in different contexts, because it's maybe the most powerful piece of dialogue the MCU has ever been put out. I haven't got it to hand, but he talks about the fact that, like, when you lose someone, or when you are betrayed by someone, or and knowing what that means because of what he's doing at that point, it was so layered, and the fact that you knew from pretty much the start that Trevor was betraying Simon and he didn't know how to do anything about it apart from try and delay as best he could because he could feel the affinity with Simon was perfect storytelling. I was waiting for the shoe to drop from the start, and yeah, his lack of connection with his wider family, not his mother, and not even his brother, but his lack of connection with his wider family, and them not really getting what he's doing, you know, maybe not in terms of the exact familial context, but I get it. It's like, as a person who streams, as a person who wants to write, as a person who is all about this creative stuff, it's hard for people to get that, I think, sometimes. It's funny, I actually watched something just before I came in here. It was on, I believe it was this morning, on ITV here in the UK, and they were talking about how people who go into artist jobs basically need to accept that they're not going to get big money returns on those jobs. And the kind of counterpoint given by, I assume, an artist was saying, but we should have some kind of thing to be able to allow people to who are creative to be creative. I think that's something that society has lost. I think once upon a time you had playwrights, and you had poets, and you had bards, and you had those types of people going around, and they would live their lives honing their craft. And now if you want to be anything creative, you have to do it at home outside of your work hours. And that's hard. If you've not got a job, you're not productive. If it's not a job that's in like a productive industry, then you're not productive either. Are you necessary? Does it matter? It's a hurtful thing, you know, to see that, to see how you've got this potential for greatness inside of you as you see it, and you wonder if other people think maybe you're just playing about. Yeah, I'm excited to see where Simon goes in the MCU, obviously. I'm excited to see where Trevor goes next. I'm sure he's going to pop up somewhere else. And it's really gratifying to see a character that was so disliked because of the reveal in Iron Man 3 come full circle and be like one of the best MCU characters. Just fully rounded, fully feeling, fully knowing and alive and real was a joy. And it feels like one of the big culminant points of the MCU to be able to make something like this. And I hope they realize that they did the same thing with the Thunderbolts as well. That Thunderbolts is a movie that also feels like it's about something actual and tangible and real about depression and how you can move on from that and how people are important to helping you through that process to this. And I just hope they keep it up. I feel like, you know, superheroes are a super dosed up version of what we are. It's not about Superman flying around the planet. It's about Superman caring about his fellow man, because he sees himself as, you know, that was the point of that movie. James Gunn gets it. This Simon Williams trying to understand that he is who he is, but the condition isn't who he is. And there's so much more there. You know, in Thunderbolts, it's Bob and Yelena both realizing that they are better off here because they can still do good. They can still help people. It reminds me of a quote from a Star Wars book. I think it was Master and Apprentice by Claudia Gray. And in that Star Wars book, there is a comment on, I don't choose the light because one day the light will win over the darkness. I choose the light because it's the right thing to choose. It's not about winning the war on the bad things in the world. It's about being moral and being true and being able to overcome your demons to some degree, combating them, maintaining that equilibrium as best you can. And I think that's true of life in general. And yeah, I don't know if I have much more to say on this one, because I think it's something ineffable to me. I think this show just, you know, whenever I've liked a show before, it's been because it had good writing or it had good effects or it had interesting characters. And this show has those, but I think it's just something beyond that. I think it's something like, you know, when the universe just gets something right, it feels like that. It feels like being seen. It feels like being heard in a show. It's like being acknowledged in a bottle. I really enjoyed it, and I think I would recommend it to anyone. I think even if you've never watched any of the MCU, I think obviously maybe a few primers would be necessary from a friend, but if you've never watched a Marvel show, I think you could watch this and still get something from it, in my complete and utter opinion. Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to leave this one, guys. It's a little bit of a shorter one today. I actually do want to say as well, obviously the Daredevil trailer came out, but I think we'll leave that one for when Daredevil releases, and kind of talk about that a little bit more when that comes out. But I am excited for that too, of course. So I shall see you guys soon for another episode. And despite this being a somber episode, I feel it's been a very worthwhile episode. So yeah, thank you guys for watching and listening. As always, I'll see you next time. Bye, guys.